Welcome back. Joining me for a look at the equity scene is Carmen Belwane from Absa Asset Management. Thank you so much for your time, Carmen. Let's get straight into company news. And I actually want to start off with the Tencent results that we saw. So we had the Chinese tech giant posting its first ever quarterly fall in revenue. So, of course, as one does, you look at the Naspers and Prosas share prices. And it was quite surprising to me that I think Naspers was down about 1%, and that it didn't drop as much as I had expected. And I'm actually wondering if it's because that fall had been expected and that the worst case scenario had already been priced in. And also maybe that Naspers also gave an update on the share buyback program today.
Yeah, I think you're spot on in terms of the expectation. The market had been expecting this decline. It is significant, as you've mentioned, but I think it was definitely priced in. We knew that regulatory environment was stifling online airtime. We know that there's been a decline in game approvals. And with the lockdown as well, we just saw a significant decline in their online ad revenue. So not much of a surprise there. And I think on the Naspers process side, as you've mentioned, it's really been buoyed by the fact that we've seen this unwind of the discount that it's trading at. So it's definitely been a tailwind for this unwind of that NAV.
Yeah, indeed. Perfect timing for them there as well. Let's get into more of the updates. So early this morning, we had Aspen coming in with a full year trading statement, expecting normalized headline earnings per share to climb by as much as a quarter. They've also posted a wider core profit margin, also saying that they have lower net finance charges. So this is all despite a tepid increase in revenue between 1 and 3%. I'm guessing with that share price up at some points, more than 3%, those numbers are healthy?
Yeah, it is weak. Top line, I think, you know, just shy of what consensus was looking for. Mm. But keeping in mind, on a constant currency basis, it was a lot higher, between 4 to 5%. Yeah. But the rand has just been strong over the period, unfortunately, and so that doesn't bode well for the group. Having said that, also, we know that Aspen has really taken a beating because of the vaccination and the fact that they've put a halt on filling that capacity in their facility. So I think the market has sort of given them, you know, threw the kitchen sink at them. And we have seen a marginal recovery as of the last few weeks. So I think Aspen at this point has taken heed of everything that the market has said. They have cleaned up their balance sheet. Leverage is looking really strong. I think there still is concern around what they intend on doing going forward. Keeping in mind with Aspen, it's always been a matter of M&A, but their management has assured that, you know, there'll only be bolt-on acquisitions and nothing significant. So it's to determine and to see what the outlook is going to, or the guidance is going to be, once results come out at the end of the month.
All right, let's move out of health and go into mining. Sibanye also coming out with a trading update, a rather sour one. So they're saying that interim earnings are forecast to slump by about half, 50%. Some of the reasons being lower precious metal prices and lower production. They had quite a few challenges there, including strike action, weather challenges and safety issues. But I mean, these are challenges that are known. So I'm wondering, with that share price plunge that we saw more than 5%, what that's about?
So I think a lot of the concern is around the fact that we didn't get the impairment on Stillwater in this, well, the expectation that it may not come in this results period. It might be extended to later. So there's still that risk that is there. Obviously, we know cost inflation is a key issue at the moment, and a lagging gold price as well as compared to what they've had previously. So I think in comparison to its peers, Divi comes quite short or quite shy. So there are other investments that you'd rather take than hold Sibanye in the resource sector. So all of those put together, I think, definitely was the reason for the pullback.
Would you be going for DRD Gold? Because I saw quite a different reaction on their full year trading update. That share price was up 2% at some point. So you look at the top of the trading statement, and it's good news. They're saying that production, they breached the upper end of their guidance. But I felt like the more you the lower you got to reading that update, I mean, the green, the less green things got there. So they expect headline earnings per share to slide as much as a third, revenue for the period down 3%. What's your take on that?
It's so difficult because the challenges that they're experiencing are generic challenges across the economy and across the sector. So the one is a very weak ZAR gold price. So the question is, you know, where do we see the ZAR, the RAND looking? What does the RAND look like in the near term? Then also in terms of cost inflation, they rely a lot on diesel as an input cost. So that's the second question. Where do you see diesel prices going forward? So if you can bed that down and those are positive, this is a company that has significant, a strong balance sheet. Yeah. They've managed to increase their cash balance and they have no third-party debt as it stands. So it really would rely on the view on gold. We all know gold is used as a safe haven at the moment. Well, not at the moment, it's always been. So it's determining, do we see weakness going forward in the global economy or not? And that will then flow through into what the expectations would be for DRD gold.
All right, let's get to your stock pick for the evening, Carmen.
Okay, my stock pick is MTN. The main reason behind it, relatively to its peers, is trading very, very cheaply. And I don't think that there should be that reason for that discount in trading compared to its peers. We've managed to see in the last results that it has been able to get all of that, a lot of the cash out of Nigeria, de-risk that location or region quite significantly. We're waiting to see what happens with the fintech towards the end of the year, whether there is a partnership that comes through. But they have been able to completely obliterate their competitors in both in South Africa and as well on the rest of the continent.
All right, very interesting one there. Thank you very much for your insights, Carmen. That was Carmen Belwane from Absa Asset Management.